Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello once again, everybody. It's week 7 of Thinks Out Loud. This is our 7th show. We're so thrilled you're here with us today. As ever, we're going to cover all the internet marketing expertise that your business needs to succeed as you go forward. Now, we've got a huge show today. We've got a lot of things to talk about and some very exciting stuff that I think you're really going to enjoy. So we're going to go ahead and jump right into it with our headlines. First, BuzzFeed has an interesting piece that lists the biggest sites in social publishing. And what they mean by the biggest sites in social publishing are the folks who are getting the most shares and the most likes and the most retweets and things like that in places like Facebook and places like Twitter, and really getting their audiences interested in what they have to say and getting them to share what they have to say. Now, the reason this matters to you is because you can learn a lot from these folks and what they're doing for your business to get people interested in what you're having to say, get them to retweet, to like, to share, to spread the word on your behalf. When we talk about media online, when we talk about engaging with your customers, you really have to think about three types of media. There is paid media, so typical advertising or paid search or things like that. You can think about earned media, which are things like shares and people talking about you and links that come into you, reviews on social sites, so places like TripAdvisor or Yelp. And of course, there is owned media, and that would be things like your emails that you send out to your customers or things like your own website or your blog. Those are all the different sorts of media. Now, there's a lot of evidence that suggests that people really trust earned media more than just about anything else. So there's a lot of advantages to getting people to share your story on your behalf. We talked about brand story last week, and getting people to share it is really important and really helpful. Now, we're going to talk a lot about Facebook today, and with that in mind, VentureBeat has a really interesting story that talks about how Facebook's stock is rebounding. As many of you are probably aware, Facebook had its IPO earlier this year. The stock did very well initially, and then all these reports started to surface about things that Facebook maybe didn't do entirely perfectly in terms of, things like ethics and laws with its IPO. And that's created a lot of problems for the stock, and the stock has generally plummeted over the last bunch of weeks. Of course, its bigger problem is people started to realize that they didn't know how to monetize their mobile traffic. Well, as it turns out, they do. Mobile traffic in their last quarterly report actually accounted for 14% of their revenue, which is a big number for a company making as much money as Facebook is. And so their stock jumped dramatically. Now, that's really good, right? And that says, okay, Facebook will be around for a long time and maybe is a place that you want to consider putting your message. Or is it? Well, I'm going to tell you, Dangerous Minds on their blog has an amazing, amazing, amazing post, a must-read post, that talks about Facebook, I want my friends back. See, one of the things that Facebook has done over the last handful of weeks and months is they've been changing the way the feed works. They've been making it harder and harder for you to reach all of your friends and your fans and your followers on Facebook with your messages. Now, why would they do that? Well, it actually has a lot to do with where their money's coming from. It has to do with their idea of promoted posts. Facebook has started to say, if you want to reach everybody, then you're going to need to pay them. Which, let's put it bluntly, sucks. If you've built a large following of friends and fans and followers on Facebook, people who've opted into liking your fan page, your business page on Facebook, and now you can only talk to them if you pay Facebook, that's a problem. And I really think this post on the Dangerous Minds blog gets into the details of that in a way that's so worth paying attention to. I highly recommend you check out, in the show notes, we have a link to it, and I highly recommend you check out that post because it is unbelievable what Facebook is trying to do. Which brings us to this week's tip. Now, you'll notice everything I've talked about in this podcast so far has been about your customer. I really haven't talked about you. I haven't talked about your business specifically. I've talked about your customer and what your customer wants and their persona and the scenarios that they're going to use when they go looking for you and how you can tell them your brand story most effectively. But what I haven't talked about are the channels in which you reach the customer, right? How do you actually put a message out in front of the customer? And the reason I've been doing that is because the channels aren't the important part. Channels are going to change over time, right? Not long ago, everybody thought the right channel might be Facebook. Facebook is huge and it's great. And we're starting to see what's going on there and say, maybe that's not the place we want to touch our customer. Maybe that's not the place we want to reach our customer. This is something I've been talking about for a long time. I do think that Facebook is a valuable place to try to reach your customers and to talk to your customers. But it's not where I'd put all the eggs, right? It's not where I'd put my entire story. I still think the right way to reach your customer is to think in terms of a hub or spoke model, or hub and spoke model. And when you think about a hub and spoke model, what you're thinking about is all the different ways you reach your customers. Your website is ultimately your hub. And then around that hub, you build other pieces, whether it's things like Facebook or Google Plus or LinkedIn or YouTube or Twitter or Foursquare or Instagram or any of the other things that might come up in the future that allow you to talk to your customers where they are. So you're not focused just on your website. You're focused on your overall web presence, all the different places you can reach your customer and tell your brand story most effectively that work best for your customer. Now, longtime readers of the blog know that I really like blogs as a way to do it. Not the only thing, but a way to do it. Because again, a blog is part of your overall web presence. Now, I like blogs because they're a simple content management system that allows you to put up new content quickly and easily. And as we talked about a few weeks ago, keyword-rich content is something that your customers are looking for and something that the search engines look for. I like the fact that they allow you to update regularly, which is a very, very good thing, because again, regular updates is another thing that's important to the search engines. And I've said in the past how Facebook, Google+, Twitter, all of those things, while they're useful tools, they're not blogs. They're a place to try to connect with your customer, but they're not the only place to connect with your customer. So in the show notes, I'm going to link to some posts that I've talked about in the past of how you can think about this hub and spoke model, how you should think about your web presence and not just your website, how you can build a small business blog effectively, and why it is in more detail that I don't believe Facebook and Google Plus are blogs. Though, just as Dangerous Minds talked about in their post, it's pretty clear one of the downsides of putting all your eggs in the basket, in Facebook's basket, because the minute they change their minds about what they want their service to be for their customers, not your customers, their customers, you could find yourself on the outside looking in and with a very different reality of what you expected when you first started using it. So keep that in mind. And as you move forward, look at building a web presence that puts your website at the hub and any of these other tools around you as the spokes that help build on that hub. Now, checking on the clock, it looks like we are about out of time with one another. But I am going to thank you once again for listening. I so much appreciate you being here every week. And I'm going to remind you, you can check out this episode as well as all of our episodes and all of our blog posts at timpeter.com/blog. Just click on the link on the right where it says podcasts under categories to check out everything there. Or, of course, you can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Do a search for Tim Peter Thinks. You'll find us there. And with that, I'd like to thank you all again for being with us. You can drop us a line at podcast@timpeter.com. Again, podcast@timpeter.com. It's been great seeing you again this week. We'll talk to you real soon again here on Thinks Out Loud. Have a great rest of the week, everybody. See you next week.